Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of the Word of God, and today we are continuing on the subject of the Word in regards to the covenant relationship that we have with Him. What is a covenant? A covenant is a binding agreement between two parties that cannot be broken by either party. The penalty of breaking a covenant is death. It's a permanent agreement. It's unbreakable, perpetual. It is the strongest agreement. It's sealed with the blood of both parties. In fact, the Hebrew word for covenant means a cutting, implying an incision where blood flows. And a covenant means everything that I have is yours and everything you have is mine. God deals with man through covenants. A covenant is the revelation of God's purpose, what He'll do for those in covenant relationship with Him and are walking in covenant fellowship with Him. Now, this covenant is a legal guarantee that what God has promised will absolutely come to pass, and God will perform His word, which is the word of the covenant. Now, the covenant is the will of the two parties, and the word of the covenant is the revelation of the will of those two parties. Well, the new covenant was made between the Father and the man, Christ Jesus, God the Father, and the man, Christ Jesus. And you and I have entered into that the day that we've got born again, having received Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Remember in the old covenant that they entered into it by the circumcision of flesh. But now in the new covenant, we enter in by the circumcision of heart. Remember what it says in Romans chapter 2, verse 28. He is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So you and I have entered into covenant relationship with God the day that we got born again, having a change on the inside. We got a brand new spirit and a brand new heart on the inside of us. Now, what does a covenant mean to God? We've talked about this in the last broadcast. We want to review some of these things. It is unconditional in relation to man. God will perform it absolutely. We saw in Judges chapter 2 and verse 1, where He says, I will never break my covenant with you. We saw in Psalms 89, verse 34, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31, we saw how He does not forget the covenant of thy fathers. And in Psalms 111, verse 5, He's ever mindful of His covenant. Luke 1:72, He remembers His holy covenant. His covenant is holy. He remembers it. He's ever mindful of it. Now, He is a covenant-keeping God. We saw this from Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. He's the one who keeps covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. That shows you that covenants, as far as seeing the promises come to pass, it is conditional upon those that love Him and keep His commandments. That means each party has to carry out his responsibility, which is the word of the covenant, in order to see it come to pass. In 2 Chronicles 6:14, here we see where He keeps covenant and shows mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. That's another condition. We have to walk before the Lord in obedience to His word with all of our heart. Now in Numbers 23:19, we saw the fact that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? No, he's going to bring it to pass. He watches over it. Now this covenant is an everlasting covenant. In Genesis 17:7, he says, I'll establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant. And in Psalms 105, verse 8, He hath remembered His covenant forever, the word which He has commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant He made with Abraham and His oath unto Isaac, and He confirmed it unto Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. His covenant is everlasting. You know, He's not going to change it. He's not going to break it. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, He says, For I am the Lord, I change not. We know in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13, we see something that we looked at. It says, God made promise to Abraham because he could swear by no greater. He swore by himself. Promise was that in blessing I'll bless thee, and multiply and I'll multiply thee, and how that he could obtain the promise. And when God made this, he said he made an oath for a confirmation to all those who are the heirs of promise. And the fact is that now he's confirmed it by an oath. And of course, it says it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have strong consolation. Otherwise, we have absolute confidence that what God has said, he's going to perform, because he swore by himself. Now, we talked about the fact that God's word is his covenant. In Psalms 105, in verse 8, we saw he remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. His word is the word of the covenant. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the word of our God shall stand forever. Isaiah 55, 10, here it speaks, as the rain cometh down, the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So God's word is going to come to pass. He's going to accomplish what he pleases. It's going to prosper. It's not going to return void. Proverbs 30, verse 5, every word of God is pure and it's holy. In John 17, 17, his word is the truth, and he sanctifies us through the truth. In Psalms 33, verse 4, the word of the Lord is right. It's always right. Don't ever think it's not. It's always right. In Psalms 119, verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That's because of the covenant. Psalms 119, 105, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's going to direct your steps. In Psalms 138, verse 2, he says, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. He's magnified his word above all his name. Jeremiah 1:12, here's where he says, for I will hasten or run after my word to perform it. Matthew 24, 35, he says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. His word is going to come to pass. James 4, 8, it's a covenant statement where it says, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. So you and I have our part to play, which is to draw nigh to God. Then he has his part to play, which he will draw nigh to us, and he will perform it because it's the word of the covenant. In Psalms 84, verse 11, the Bible says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. God is not holding anything back from us whatsoever. So you and I have come into a covenant relationship through the new birth. Now, when we look at the covenants in the Old Testament, we see that there were different covenants, and the covenants were revelation of God's dealing with man, and we see that he made a covenant there with Noah. In Genesis chapter 6, he speaks of the fact that he said, I'm going to establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. He made a covenant. And Genesis 9, verse 9, he says, I establish my covenant with you, with your seed after you. And he established the covenant that all flesh would be cut off anymore by the waters of the flood. But, of course, it would not happen with them, because they were going to be saved. In verse 12, this is the token of the covenant that I'll make between me and you and every living creature that's with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud. It shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And so, of course, what do we see? We see the rainbow still there to this day, and it's going to continue. He brings the cloud over the earth, the bow will be seen in the earth. He says, I'll remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. He did it once, but he's not going to do it again. And so the covenant is something that God has established. Now we see he also brought a covenant into being, and when he was dealing with Abraham. God was looking for a man, and in Genesis 15, 7, he says, I'm the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees, because Abraham responded, whose original name was Abram, to give thee this land to inherit it. In verse 8, he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? Verse 9, he went on and said, take me a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove and a young pigeon. And he took unto them all these, divided them in the midst, laid each piece one against another, and the birds divided he not. When the fowls came down from the carcasses, Abraham drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abraham, know for a surety, know of a surety, and a surety, that means a guarantee, that's a covenant statement, that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, shall serve them, shall afflict them 400 years. But also that nation whom they serve will I judge, and afterward they'll come out with great substance, and they'll go to thy fathers in peace. You'll go to your fathers in peace, thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass, when the sun went down, and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. That was God showing up to make a covenant. And in Genesis 15:18 it says, in the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. So here he made a covenant with Abraham. We see another covenant that he made with Moses. In Exodus chapter 34 and verse 10, he says, behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people I will do marvels. Those are signs and wonders, such as not been done in all the earth. He came to do a covenant of miracles, and he promised this. In verse 27, he said, write these words, for after the tenor of these words, I've made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. See, the word was the word of the covenant that he made. This is the old covenant that he brought into being. And, of course, he accomplished all these signs and wonders through the mighty name of the Lord. And in Exodus 6:3, he says, I appeared unto Abraham, and to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of God Almighty, which is the God that's more than enough, the all-sufficient one. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. That's the covenant-keeping name. And that's how he did the signs and the wonders and the miracles and brought forth victory and healings and brought forth freedom. Now, another covenant that he made is a covenant with David. In 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 12, here's when he said, the days are fulfilled that you'll sleep with thy fathers. I'll set up thy seed after thee, and I'll establish his kingdom. And I'll build his house for a name, and I'll establish the throne forever. And he talks about the fact that his mercy would not depart from him, and that he was going to establish a covenant with him. The kingdom would be established forever, the throne would be established forever, and so he made a covenant with David, which was of the kingdom of God, and that he was going to be, his throne would be established. So, of course, who is it all made to? All these were made to the seed, who is Christ, as it says in Galatians 3:16, who is going to be the fulfillment of all of these, because it was made not only to them, but also to the seed. So we've talked more about covenants, and we see that God deals with man through covenants and through the word of the covenant. As we act upon it, he's going to bring forth his promises. And as we see these different covenants that he brought forth, it was all pointing towards and leading up to Jesus, who made the new covenant to bring forth that covenant between the Father and the man, Christ Jesus, that you and I have entered into the day we're born again. We're going to talk more in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you need healing? If so, I minister healing and deliverance, and I've seen the Lord set believers free from cancer, diabetes, heart problems, tumors, asthma, seizures, all kinds of sickness and disease and pains in the body. If you need healing, please call me for an appointment at 602-279-5212 or come to Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, 2955 West Fairmount Avenue in Phoenix for one of our services, Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. For more information or an appointment, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.